Reed Mahoney, Victoria Stout, and David Stafford are all uninsured and falling into what's called the Medicaid coverage gap. They're part of the healthcare advocacy group Florida Chain and came to the Florida Capitol in the waning days of the legislative session to try and stir some movement on expanding the health insurance program for low-income people.
I was told I didn't qualify for any subsidies because I'm Medicaid eligible under the federal guidelines, but not under the state guidelines.
Everything should not be subjected to an ideological litmus test, and this is one of those things.
The reason I'm here today is because it turns out that the state has turned down $52 billion federal dollars to expand Medicaid.
WFSU spoke with Stout last year by phone when she learned she wouldn't qualify for health insurance subsidies on the federal exchanges. This is the second year the Florida legislature has refused to expand Medicaid, leaving an estimated 750,000 Floridians in a gray area, making too much money for Medicaid but too few dollars to pull down federal insurance subsidies. Florida lawmakers could have opted to pull down more than $50 billion federal dollars to offset a majority of the cost for those extra people, but did not. The Medicaid expansion was a non-starter from the beginning, as evidenced by this exchange between House Democratic Leader Perry Thurston and Republican Representative Matt Hudson.
Representative Padford indicated that he believed that there was not any desire to expand or accept any money for health care expansion in this budget. Is there any desire to accept the health care expansion for this budget?
Chair Hudson, you recognize?
If you're asking me if there is a desire to expand Medicaid, and is that reflected in this budget, the answer is no.
Aside from small flare-ups like this one and occasional mentions of Medicaid along with other grievances, Democrats were largely absent from the Medicaid issue this year. That's a reversal from last year when they howled over the Republican majority's refusal to accept the dollars and brought the legislature to a crawl during the final days of the legislative session as a protest. University of Miami political scientist George Gonzalez says Democrats' silence on the issue this year has not gone unnoticed.
You know, the silence on this, right, issue for the Democrats, you know, if they continue to remain silent, I think the outcome will be there, and in that they're going to be unable to rally their voters come Election Day.
But the legislature's resounding no to expanding Medicaid could soon change into a yes, depending on the outcome of the November gubernatorial election. Governor Rick Scott has said he supports expanding Medicaid, though he did little in the past 2 years to encourage his fellow Republicans to do it. He's up for re-election this year. Running against him is former Republican governor-turned-Democrat Charlie Crist, who has also backed the expansion. Gonzalez says both men are probably factoring in their political futures when it comes to today's decision about where to put themselves on the Medicaid issue.
So for Crist to get elected and not to accept the expansion in Medicaid, he's going to have to explain to a broader audience as a Democrat why he chose not to do that. So in that case, it would be seemingly a political liability for him. I mean, the same thing with Rick Scott. I mean, if he goes forward, he may very well have to explain, well, why did he accept the Medicaid expansion amongst Republicans? Similarly, he may very well have to explain why he did not.
Throughout the course of the legislative session, Medicaid did pop up a time or two. Florida Senator Bill Nelson even came up with a plan for the state. Under the senator's proposal, the 32 counties that contribute local dollars to shore up their hospitals would steer a portion of that money to offset the state's cost of the expansion.
I don't know a county in my 14 counties that's not already strapped with the obligations of providing their government services now. I don't have a lot of surplus in the 14 counties that I have.
That was a no-go with Republicans, including Florida Congressman Steve Sutherland, who says the idea doesn't fly in his 14-county panhandle district, which, with the exception of Tallahassee, trends deeply red and conservative.
And so to now hand them a tax or a bill to expand Medicaid, at first hearing that, that doesn't sound like something that I would be interested in doing.
Florida's counties, which would have been called upon to put up an even larger share of Medicaid money, were lukewarm to Nelson's proposal. Republicans continue to point at the cost as a major roadblock. The state's share of the Medicaid expansion is $3.5 billion over a decade, and the program already consumes the largest share of the state budget. When or if the legislature decides to pull down the $51 billion in federal money, it could very well be too late for people like Denise Wade, who is uninsured, has uterine cancer, needs a hysterectomy, and cannot find a doctor to perform the surgery.
Don't let us die an untimely death when it could be prevented.
Florida is now in a minority of states continuing to turn down the Medicaid expansion. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.